Blog Talk Radio.
At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Okay, I didn't like that song, so we'll play a different song here in a minute. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, of course, and I appreciate you so much. My name is Psychic Medium Michael, and I am your host for this program, and Rose is helping us out on the phones today. So if you would like to call in, 347-327-9316, and that it has been fixed by Blog Talk Radio, so it is on our show page as well now. So it is 347-327-9316, and we appreciate Blog Talk Radio for helping us out and taking care of stuff. Blog Talk Radio is awesome, and I wouldn't be talking to you right now without them, and technology is just great. And I remember years ago, I didn't even know anything about Blog Talk Radio. I didn't know anything about internet radio. I remember just stumbling across Blog Talk Radio, actually, and maybe not stumbling, because I don't believe that we stumble upon anything. I believe that we're led, so let me correct that. I believe that Spirit led me to Blog Talk Radio, and I remember I tried it for a little bit once, and I was like, okay, I didn't understand it, so I didn't do it, and then I went back to it, and now here we are. And, you know, over the last 4 years that I've been on Blog Talk Radio off and on, amazing things have happened in my own life and in your life. And, you know, the growth has been amazing in you and in me. And so, you know, we continue to trust Spirit to move us forward in all areas of our lives. And that's the main thing that we need to remember and do. All right. Okay, if you would like to be a part of the show, it is 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to the program. Let's go ahead and let's try another song, and let's see if I like this one any better. So let's go ahead and how about... hold on. How about this one? This one, I think.
This is the moment that defines you, the turning point of your life. Feels like the world is closing in on you. You're just trying to survive. When the waves come crashing in, faith can be will surround you. the very arms that hold you close. Listen for the voice to come for you. And you know you're not alone. And when the wind starts to blow, peace will whisper, just keep on. The horizon inside, so just keep fighting.
For the show comes from my Healing with the Angel deck, and it's the Dreams card, actually. And, you know, that's one thing we have to do. We have to, you know, follow our dreams and have a dream. So the question I want to ask you today is, what is your dream? If you could have anything in the world, which you can, what would that be? And I want you to dream big. I don't want you to dream little. I think a lot of times we're dreaming little. And we need to reach higher and dream bigger. And as we do so, then things will happen in our lives. You know, follow that dream. What is it that you want in your life? What do you want to see at the end when you take that last breath in this human form? What do you want to look back at and see that you've accomplished? Do you know that there is nothing that you and I cannot accomplish? There's nothing that we cannot accomplish. We might have to try a little harder. We might have to, you know, practice. We might have to learn things. But there is nothing that we can't do. There's nothing that we can't accomplish. And we need to push ourselves harder. Today I was out, this morning, I was out playing or practicing, I guess I shouldn't say playing, but I was out practicing disc golf. And, you know, and I challenged myself. You know, there's a basket and I have four Frisbees, so I throw them in different directions. And then what I try to do is hit the basket from different distances. Was trying to do that and kept pushing myself. And that's what we have to do in life. We might not know a certain thing, but how do we know if we can't do it if we've never tried? You know, a lot of times, my friends, you're out there already thinking, I can't do this or I can't do that, it's going to be too hard, but you've never tried that. So how do you know that you can't do that? That's a question I've been asking myself a lot in the last few weeks. A lot of things are going on in my life right now. And I asked Spirit, I said, you know, I can't do this. I can't face this. I can't deal with this situation. And Spirit says, you've never been here, so how do you know that? And do you know that I'm doing pretty well, actually, with the situation? Better than I thought I was going to, actually, in a lot of ways. So how do we know we can't do it if we never try? You know, how can we reach our dreams if we don't aim at our dreams? It's a question. And that's how we're going to start the week. You know, dreaming bigger. You know, so I don't want to hear you this week, and I don't want to say it out of my own mouth today or this week at all. So whatever we face this week, we know that we can do it, because you know why we know we can face it, and you know why we can deal with it? Because the Spirit within us would give us nothing that we can't handle. You know, I know that a lot of times I tell Spirit, I said, okay, you must think I can handle a lot of stuff. I'm not really sure about this. But, you know, Spirit knows best, and we just have to follow Spirit, right? You know, come on, guys. It's easy. You know, our spiritual journey is easy. We're making it a little hard, but it's really easy. It's 1, 2, 3, and I say this all the time. It's see it, believe it, get it. 1, 2, 3. All right? See it, believe it, get it. All right. I guess we need to open with prayer, right? I guess so. All right, let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, man, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for what I'm feeling right now. And Father, Mother, God, I'm just so excited about the week ahead. Because the week ahead, Father, Mother, God, is full of potentials and awesome stuff. And man, things beyond anything that we could imagine is waiting for us. We just have to step out of our little boxes and out of our fear and into our wonderful future that you have for us. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for the ability to do that. Just to let go. And Father, Mother, God, that's what I want to do this week. I want this week to be my let go week. I don't want to hold on to anything, because everything changes and things move. And Father, Mother, God, but you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if I can just get that in my head and into my spirit, man, there is so much stuff we could do together. Father, Mother, God, I just ask you right now to help me totally move out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program, and to speak through me today into the hearts of the people that are listening to my voice right now, live or archived. Father, Mother, God, speak into their lives today. Let's plant a seed in them today that will grow into something amazing in their lives. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that right now. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for them. They are so awesome. They are so cool. They are off the hook kind of people. And I just love that. You know, I just appreciate them so much. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I just ask that you would just bust them out of their boxes, move those obstacles out of their way that have been holding them back, and let this week be the best week of their lives. You know, at the end, when I get back from my vacation, Father, Mother, God, I'm going to be so excited to hear them calling in and saying, oh, my Lance, Michael, you won't know what Spirit did in my life in the last week. That's what I want to hear from them. Because it is time for us to blossom. It is time for us to shine brighter. And Father, Mother, God, let us not be afraid of our light, but let us shine brighter and brighter today. From the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, I pray that right now you would just move in them. That whatever they're facing, whatever they're dealing with, it is done, it's gone, it's over, it's bye-bye. Surround them right now, surround this program, surround me with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste and we say amen. Man, I got pumped up. So that's all right, I guess. Pumped up is good, isn't it? Pumped up. All right. You know, I think we spend a lot of our energy, too much of our energy like this, man. You know, I just don't know about today. You know, it's just not going to work out. And I don't even know why I'm going to try. And, you know, this person doesn't like me. And I don't know. And you following what I'm saying? So what are we creating? You know, that's what I ask myself every single day now. When I wake up, I'm like, man, you know, what am I going to create today? Am I going to create an awesome day, or am I going to create day? That's what we got to realize. That's what we got to see. Thank you, Spirit, for taking care of a situation. And Father, Mother, God, you know, I just thank Spirit for that. You know, there was a situation. I won't tell you what it was, but Spirit just took care of it. And so that's just so cool. And so, but, you know, we got to trust Spirit in everything. You know, that's what we got to do. All right. Oh, man. Yeah. Let's just slow down for just a second. You know, I think that also a lot of times we get so in a hurry, and I just want to slow down, and I just want to feel what Spirit wants us to feel right now. Do you know that Spirit loves you beyond anything that you could ever imagine in life? It's a little hard for us to accept love. It's a little hard, especially if we don't really know what that is. And that's sad. Do you know there's a lot of people in our world that don't understand what love is? Maybe you're one of them. And that's sad. But you can experience love if you just let your guard down. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit. But right now, let's take some calls. And if you would like to be a part of the program, 347-327-9316. 347-327-9316. If your name is Mary and you're listening to this show, please call me. 347-327-9316. If your name is Mary, please call me. 347-327-9316. Okay? Or let's go even with the case if you know a Mary. Let's go with Mary on the other side. So if you know a Mary on the other side, this is an older woman, gray hair, a little overweight when she passed. Believe that she was diabetic. She loved to eat sweets. Mary, if you know this woman, please call me at 347-327-9316. Let's connect you. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Holly. Hi, Holly.
Good morning.
Good morning. How can I help you today?
I was just hoping for a message from friends or family on the other side.
Okay, let me see. Okay, I feel your brother coming through. Not just coming through, pushing through here. Does that make sense to you? Feels like you've been thinking about him a lot lately. Is that the case here?
100%.
Yeah. Because he's the one that you really wanted. You're going, I would like anybody, but I want him.
Yeah.
And he knows that. He said, that's sweet. You know, he's going, man, that's awesome. And so he loves you a lot, Holly, and he wants you to know that. And he is so proud of you. That's why he's coming through today. He is so proud of the life that you are creating for yourself. And so that is the awesome thing. You know, he wants you to know that. And he's telling me that there are moments last week or last few days here. You've been slipping a little bit emotionally off and on, a little bit of fear coming in here, you know, did I make the right thing? Are things going to work out? He's saying, hey, sis, you got this. This is what he's telling me. He says, you got this. And you know, he's right there always around you. Why would he be concerned about your mom right now? Is something going on with your mom right now?
Yeah, you know, I haven't spoke to her in 2 years, and she does have health issues.
Okay, yeah. And he's saying that he understands this distance between you and mom, but he's also saying you also need to work on it. And, you know, you might, that doesn't mean that you have to, you know, talk to her every single day of your life. But also, he said, you know, you don't want hard feelings when she does pass. You don't want that, Holly. As a medium, I've dealt with that too many times as a medium, and you don't want that. And so, you know, the one thing I would tell you, try to fix that. You know, if not for her, for you. You know, forgive her, move on, let it go, and don't have these hard feelings you have right now. And that's what he's telling you. Yeah, you know, because you don't want that. You know, when she does come to the end of her journey, you don't want to have these feelings. Like I said, as a medium, I see this too many times, and you don't want that. So try to fix it now. And so, you know, I'm not saying you guys are going to be buddy-buddy, but you don't want to hold these resentment, because it is holding you back spiritually as well. So, you know, you need to do that. Spirit's saying that you need to go near the water today. So you might go spend some time by the water, okay?
Yeah, I see you on Mary. I mean, I don't know if it's me, but...
I don't think it's fitting with you at the moment, no.
Okay.
That might change, but I don't feel like it's connecting right now, Holly. Okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I don't think Mary's hooking there. Okay, let's go ahead and talk. I'm just amazed sometimes. Amy, appreciate you calling in today from Canada. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air. How can I help you today?
Hi. My question is, do you see a change in job? I recently put in at the end of June, and I'm waiting. I had called them last week, and they were gathering up all the information for interviews.
Yeah, I would say by the end of the week, you're hearing from them. I'd say by the end of the week, you have an interview. I would say that you're working by next week. Yeah, so I would say you have an interview. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm saying that you have an interview by Thursday. It will take them another day to, you know, talk to each other, you know, make a decision. They offer you the position on Friday. I believe that you actually start on Monday of next week. Okay?
Okay, because they take a while till they go through the approval process.
And also Spirit can also speed things up. You know what I'm saying? And,
okay.
And, you know, yeah, a lot of times, yeah, they do that. I do see that. But I just feel like that this is going to move a little faster than what they've done before. And Spirit can open doors that we never see opening. And that's one thing I love about Spirit. And so, I'm going to congratulate you on this, and I believe you definitely have it, okay?
Okay,
now, I could be off on the timing a little bit. I'm going to admit that I could be off on the timing with this, but I will tell you, I definitely see you working there. I would say at least by the end of, I would at least go out and say by the end of the month here, okay? But
okay.
I'm still going to stick with what I told you, because I feel good about that, but I could be off on the timing. But I definitely see by the end of the month. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Amy.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Michael.
No problem.
Bye.
Yeah, timing sometimes can be very tricky. And so, you know, we just have to, realize that sometimes. 561, appreciate you calling in today. Stacy, hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air. How can I help you?
Hi, can you give me a general message, please?
Yeah, let me go ahead and actually shuffle my cards here, and let's see what's going on.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. How's your day going so far?
Well, another day to be thankful for. I'm here.
Right.
Another beautiful day in paradise.
Right. Yeah, you're in Florida. So how's the humidity there today? Is it pretty sticky there?
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Hey, I live in Kansas, and it was humid here in a little bit, and I was like, whoa, okay. I'm glad, you know. Hey, I've never been to Florida. I got some relatives down in Florida, but I've never been there, but maybe someday. Let's go ahead and pull some cards for you really quick here. Oh, man, I love this card. This is an awesome way to start your reading. And the abundance card. Definitely see your financial situation. Your financial situation been a little rough lately?
Yes, it has.
Okay, that's done. I definitely see abundance. And, you know, and a lot of times when we see abundance, we think of money, but I see abundance in every area of your life. And that's what I've been asking for. Yeah, yeah, for, you know, like, you know, sound and body, mind, and spirit. You know, that's what I'm seeing for you. Your physical health has been a little iffy off and on here. Been a little concerned about it. And Spirit's saying, hey, stop worrying. It's done. It's taken care of. I got this. And so, your financial situation, I'm my spirit guide's funny. He's pulling up armor cars full of money. And so that's pretty funny. He's just hilarious sometimes. Of what symbols he brings into my vision here to represent things, he's just funny. And definitely harmony and peace. I really feel like that your life has been a little rough. I mean, it's like you face one challenge and you think you get past that, and then something else happens. And this has been going on for years. It's like every time you turn around, it's like something's leaking, something's breaking, something's happening. Does that make sense to you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you're going, man, all I have is bad luck, you know, and all you want is peace and harmony. Definitely coming. As you go out of this month, as you go out of July, and you go into August, there's no stopping you. I only see good for you. And that's awesome. That's what you want a reader telling you. Okay, why would I pull a children card? Do you got kids that you're concerned about at the moment? Because I got a children card in front of me.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like they're putting some gray hair in your head there. Does that make sense? you're stressed out about them, especially a boy. Do you have
just
a boy?
One. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he's almost like two sometimes. You know, it's like just like you just never know what he's going to do next. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's going to be calming down as well. I feel like your relationship's really not that close to him. I think it's his choice, not your choice so much. But, you know, I do feel like that will improve and get better. But I only see good things ahead for you, and hopefully that's helped you today. I appreciate you calling in.
Yep, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day, okay?
You too, thanks.
All right, yeah. Enjoy Florida. Or at least try. Hey, you know, hey, I got to say one thing. Thank God for air conditioning. I don't know how those people do it down there. I've known some people down in that area, and it's just so humid and so sticky, and I just don't know what people would do without relief of air conditioning. So, you know, it's one of those things that we take for granted sometimes, you know. And, you know, we think, oh, man, you know, I'm always going to have that. Wait until the power fails, and then you go, whoa, it's a little sticky. So be thankful for what we do have, the air conditioning, you know, things like that. Awesome. All right. Let's talk to 719. Could you say your name for me, please?
Hi. Yes, Julia.
Hi, Julia. How can I help you today?
Like the last caller, I was calling for a general reading, please.
Okay. All right. So, how are things where you live today?
Actually, not bad. We got a little break from the heat ourselves. Got some rain, which is really good for here.
Well, good. Awesome. Right. Yeah, I'm gonna be coming down to Colorado actually Wednesday. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna be down in Sedalia and having actually an event down there. So. Yeah. All right. So let's go ahead and pull some cards for you really quick here. Is there a?
Okay.
I feel like what you Spirit's asking, is there a certain focus, like you know, job, romance, a certain focus would help a little bit here.
If you prefer, you can look into relationships. I've got two things on my mind: relationship or relocation. It's our day.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Love moving.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And anytime you're moving, it can be a little unnerving and you know, stressful and challenging. This is a very good move for you, though. And I do feel like that it is a part of the relationship thing. I feel like that as you move, I feel like that a relationship will open. Are you in a relationship right now? Because I keep seeing relationship. Okay. And what I mean by opening, this could be meaning that this relationship gets better. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times we think of, you know, when I say the word open, we think of something new, like somebody else is coming in. But I feel like that this relationship has been a little challenging in the communication field here. Does that make sense to you? I just feel like. And so what I mean by open is I feel like that this person will get more open with you. I feel like that this, I definitely feel good about this relationship. So that's a good thing. That's what you want a reader seeing and feeling at the moment. So, but, you know, I feel like that there are some reservations on your part a little bit here. Does that make sense? Because I feel a little bit of, when I said it's going to work out, I felt like your energy pulled back a little bit. What that meant to me is that you're a little fearful, you're a little concerned, and you're not sure if it's going to work out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I was kind of leaning toward maybe it might be coming to an end.
Yeah, now it's possible for it to be coming to an end, yes. You know, I would give it some more time here. Right now I think it's a good relationship right now because it's teaching you things about yourself and things like that. Now, if there's not communication here, yeah, definitely this is done. But I believe that if you guys can talk and work some things out, this is what you want, then I feel like it can be worked out. But, you know, if you're ready to walk and you've already made up your mind to walk, then that's what's going to happen. But either case here, I do feel like that somebody, if you do decide to walk away from this, there's another relationship opening up here for you, looks like to me about November, where another relationship possibly would pop in here. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, go ahead.
As far as the move, do you get a sense of a time or a direction? Because it's like I'd like to move, but the where to is kind of the stump right now. It's like I don't know where to go from here. I just want to leave here.
Yeah. Are you planning on staying in that state?
I probably wouldn't because I don't have like family or friends here, so
I have no support system. Because that's what I'm seeing. I feel like that it's time for you to move towards family. You know, I'm not saying like right in the neighborhood of family. I don't think that would work out. But I do feel like that it's time to lean more towards that. Because you definitely need a support system. I feel like that you feel like you're a fish in a stream all by yourself. And that's never a good feeling. And sometimes I think you're feeling like you're swimming upstream as well. You know, you're fighting that current. So I would move towards either family or friends, and you know, that's what I would lean towards. I would see. Let me see if I can get a direction on here at all. See if we can get you a state. I'm not getting a state. They're saying they're moving. Okay, hold on. You're in Colorado. They're saying they're moving two states up.
Oh, okay, because that's not near family.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Two states
up? Yeah, I feel so. Yeah, I don't know what would be up there right off the top of my head. I didn't do very good with maps when I was in school. So I don't know what's up there. But I would look at that and see what's up there and think about it. I'm not saying it's a definite set in concrete thing, but yeah.
Well, two states up is either Montana or like South Dakota, depending on what, because Colorado, the way it is, it like has a couple states that are like a part way over it, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah,
so
okay.
You know, it's just something for you to consider and think about. All right.
Okay.
So, but a timeline on this, I would say this is still out a little bit. I would say possibly at the end of this year or at least at the beginning of next year. I definitely just feel like it's going to take you a little bit of time to wrap things up there and feel that move. You know, ask your angels to help you with this and you know, because you want to make the right move here, and Spirit knows that. So yeah. I would just follow the intuition inside of you and see where that is. But I would say you're definitely out of Colorado by next year. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good. All right. All right. Well, thank you so much. You have
you're
a great
welcome.
Week.
All right. You
All
too.
Right. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's going to be cool for you to move here. So it's definitely a good plan for you. Let's go ahead and talk to 570. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. My question is the same as the ladies before, relocation and relationships.
Okay.
It's the R&R game.
Yeah, I guess so. Everybody's moving around here. That's all right, I guess.
It must be the moving time of the year.
I know. I guess so. all right. Are you moving for work or towards work? Why would I see work associated with
this? I'm moving towards where my boyfriend is working.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Okay, let me look at this relationship. Because when you mentioned your boyfriend, I'm going to tell you, I felt something, and it wasn't good. Let me look at this really close here for a second. I'm going to be quiet for a minute, okay? Because there was something.
Okay.
There was something that just popped that I felt very uncomfortable with. And I'm not saying it's a relationship. It could be anything. It could be, you know, the timing on this move. It could be anything. And that's what I want to look at, okay? I don't want you to immediately think that it was your boyfriend. It could be anything associated with this, okay?
Okay.
Wanted to be clear on that. But I'm going to be quiet for just a second. I feel like it's the move. I feel like it's the timing of this. Is the problem here. When are you thinking about this? I think that the timing is what the problem is.
Well, it's sort of just, you know, we're just sort of looking at homes and properties. I have a house for sale, and, you know, we put a bid in on a house, but we haven't heard anything. So I'm thinking more towards the fall.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And, yeah, I wouldn't be rushing this. I feel like that Spirit has intervened here, and that's why things are not moving, like real estate, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go on this move. I'm going to go actually with what I just saw with the Spirit within me. I'm going to say March of next year.
Well, March of next year is when we're planning to get married.
Yeah, I would say that's around that time. I feel maybe February, but I would say around that time. Yeah, that's pretty interesting that I saw March. where this is actually going to come together and be a family here and a unit. So that's pretty good. Like I said, I only see green lights for your relationship. That's why I wanted to be really clear on what I was feeling.
He also has a lot of loose ends to tie up in a divorce and monies and all that.
Yeah.
There was a lot of money involved, and they're splitting the money, so everything isn't finished there. He's hoping by September. But you know how when things like that go, it takes a little bit longer. So
this is an ongoing thing. Yeah, I wouldn't see that settled, actually. I wouldn't see that settled until looks like about November to me. Looks like there's going to be a little bit of a delay on that. But the one thing that I would tell you, I got some cards that I want to talk about really quick. The meditation card and the power card. You know, walk in your power. And the one thing right now is just meditate, ask Spirit to help you in every situation of your life. And just quiet your mind. I feel like your mind, like a lot of our minds, races a lot. And usually it's racing towards a dead-end road. It's like, what I mean by that is a lot of times these thoughts are not positive. They're negative and they lean that way. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
That happened to me today.
Yeah. And you're going, well, when is this going to happen? And is it going to happen? I can almost hear your brain talking to you.
Should I wait or should I move on? And then I think, why am I moving on? I want to be with this person.
Yeah. You moving on away from this person, I'm going to tell you, if you moved away from this person, that would be the worst thing you could do. I will tell you as a reader, this is your match. And
I know it is.
Yeah, and so don't let your fear, don't let your stuff get in the way here. And I also will tell you that you guys had a past life relationship, and this is what happened to it. Is you guys were engaged, you got cold feet, you got scared, you backed out. Let's don't
Ooh.
Repeat that.
No wonder it makes me go there. And I thought to myself, I was with him today and I was coming home and I thought, what makes, because he lives 2 hours away, what makes me go there? Why do I feel this? Is it because I'm missing him? Do I want to be with him more? I get this and I think, what, am I crazy? I love this person. Why do I get this? So that's what it is, a past life.
It's a past life. You need to ask your angels to help you heal this. I can definitely see it. You guys, this looks like you guys were like in New Orleans, because I see like this mansion. This was like, you know, back in the days of the South, you know, and stuff like that.
I always pull for the South. I always pull for the Carolinas. And I was told a long time ago that was a past life of mine, but never about him.
Yeah, no, I could almost see this. It's like you just walked away from him and he didn't understand. And so, don't do it this time. Watch that, because this is definitely a past life. Ask your angels to help you heal this. You can heal this. And if you want more information, or if you want to talk to me more about what I'm seeing, you can always set up a reading with me. I would love to explore this a little bit more with you.
Yeah, I would love to explore that too, because it's funny. I had left him a text message, and on the content of he reread it wrong, and he called me immediately, and he says to me, "Don't you walk away from me."
Yeah.
I thought, "Whoa, I'm not walking away from you. You read that wrong. I didn't mean it. I meant it positive."
You might think about setting up a reading, and I do have some time to do that later today.
After
I would love to explore. We could do it this afternoon sometime.
Where are you located?
Well, actually, we would. I'm in the central time zone. I'm in Kansas.
I'm in PA.
Okay. You're right now. It's like 10:42 where I'm at. So.
And it's probably 1 o'clock where I'm at.
Okay. Yes. Oh, okay.
So I would know about 7 o'clock. So it would be around 4 your time.
Yeah, that would be okay. Yeah, and just
You'll
go
be
to
available?
My website. Yeah, and just okay. go. Yeah, go to my website. I'll give you the website really quick here. It is www.insightswithmichael.com. Okay.
Okay. I'll talk to you later then.
All right, thank
Bye.
You. I'm looking forward to it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Definitely see that happening. And that's what we have to realize. Okay, when we are reacting to things, this is a good time to stop for a minute. When we're reacting to things, are we reacting in this lifetime, or are we reacting from a past life? You know, and I'm going to use some examples here. Okay, let's say this is a true thing that happened. Okay, I had somebody come into my life, was a kid when I was in school. I did not like this guy from day I saw him. I was like, I just do not like him. And I don't know why. He didn't do anything to me. I'm sure he was a really nice guy, but I just did not like him. And he did everything in his power to become my friend. But I just did not like him. I did not trust him. I don't know why. Even to this day, I don't know why. But I will tell you, it most likely was a past life thing. I feel like that he cheated me somehow. And like I said, where did that come from? Past life, I'm sure. And you probably have those. So how do we recognize that? How do we work with this kind of stuff? And how we do this is by asking our angels, working with people like myself, that can help you look at these things. You know, so if you're having a past life issue, you know, go to my website, set up a reading with me, you know. I will tell you, I'm not reading, you know, I'm not available most of the week after, I think I'm available today and tomorrow, and then I'm not available for a while. I'm going to be on vacation. But if you need me, even when I'm on vacation, please listen to me. If you need me while I'm on vacation, if you're having an emergency and you need to talk to somebody, write us at youareawakening@gmail.com. Use that email address. It's the business email address. And my assistant will get with you. And if I need to talk to you, you know, she can get hold of me. She will know how to do that. And we'll be able to help you. Okay? Because I don't want you to ever think that I'm not available to you. I know how that feels when you think that somebody's not there and you need somebody. So I don't want you to ever feel that with me. Okay? So, all right. Veronica, I appreciate you so much. Hi. Well,
hi. Good morning, my dear.
Hi. How are you?
I am happy to be speaking with you, and I want to thank you so much for being there for all of us. I guess I definitely want to thank you on my behalf, but I'm sure many of us feel that way.
Well, I appreciate it. How can I help you today?
Sweetie, can you just help me with an insight from Spirit regarding career and regarding love? Regarding career, I'm currently looking for a job opportunity. It's been a while since my job ended. And right now I'm beginning to struggle now with finances. And regarding love, I met somebody in January who came out surprisingly for me. And it's just a friendship. It's a very platonic friendship. But I'm not quite sure if there is more or not. So I don't know what Spirit has to let, you know, wants to share with me.
Okay. Let's deal with the matters of the heart first. Okay?
Okay.
and then we'll get to your career. The matters of the heart, this is a good friendship. It's like it just came out of nowhere. And you know, I love these because this is Spirit at work. And so, you know, I'm really excited about this as it develops. It will take some time to develop into something more serious. It is going to go that way. It is going to be more serious.
Oh, wow.
I would see it more going that way. I would say mid next year. So it looks like about the spring of next year, you know, when love is in the air, you know, as they say. And so definitely see sparks flying here and there. So definitely see it being a good thing for you. As far as work, because Spirit knows your financial situation, I know that things are tight right now. Very tight. It's like you're squeezing. Every dime you got. But the thing I will tell you, you're working next month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would see mid-August here. And the first job you get, I'm going to tell you, I see two jobs here. The first job you get is not going to be a full-time thing right away, but I do feel something else popping as you go out of this year into next year, something more concrete. But the one thing that we need to do right now is get you some money flowing in. And so definitely see something opening up for you in August to ease this little burden up that you're feeling right now. Because I know how it feels, and most of the listeners that are listening to us right now know how it feels to be stressed financially. We're all in this boat right now. And so Spirit wants you blessed. I definitely see that for you as you go into August. And then something more concrete, more secure for you because I just feel like you're going to switch here. It feels like it's going to be your choice. You know, I feel like that as this job comes in August, it's getting you some money in there. And then another opportunity will present itself towards the end of the year, which will offer you some more money and a little bit more benefits, a little bit more security, things like that. And that's what a lot of
Brilliant.
People look at. Yeah. So I definitely see that for you. Okay?
Did you see me meeting ends this month at least?
Okay. Could you say your question again? I'm sorry. I didn't quite hear you.
I'm sorry. Do you see me being able to meet my ends this month?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah, I definitely see.
Thanks,
God. Yeah. Yeah, because you're like, oh, how am I going to do this? I could almost, yeah. You know, hey, I watch this all the time with other people. You know, you got a pile of bills and you got a little pile of money and you're going, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, how am I going to meet this pile over here? You know, Spirit is the one that will tell you, Veronica, Spirit has a way of meeting our needs even when we don't think it's going to happen. You know, I've seen this so many times in my own life. You know,
I have
in
the past few months. My job ended in November.
Yeah.
No, not even an employment coming in because I used to work for a nonprofit. So
right.
It's just been like a miracle.
Yeah, and that's with me. I mean, I've been without, you know, what I would call a full-time job, you know, for a couple years here. But every time I need money, it's there. And so, you know, that's a good thing. And Spirit just is amazing. And so Spirit's met your needs all the way up to here. Why would you think it's not going to happen now? So that's what I want to tell you from Spirit. Spirit's going to bless you abundantly, way beyond anything you can imagine. I'm excited for you. Hang in there, you know, and watch your miracle come, okay?
Perfect. That's great. The love and the money, that's great. Thank
you
so
much, Mike. You got a win-win situation in front of you. Keep moving forward. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Can't go wrong. You know, that's one thing we have to realize. We can't go wrong with Spirit. You know that? We can't go wrong with Spirit. Spirit's a win-win. It is. It just is, guys. We can't go wrong with Spirit. You know, the last few days, a lot of you have known, because I've been talking about it, I'm going on a trip. It's just days away now. And this has totally pulled me out of my box. But you know, yeah, I'm still a little nervous. Who wouldn't be? Because it's all new. It's going to be an all new experience for me. But it's going to be a wonderful all new experience. Do you know that there is something happening right now with this trip that I wouldn't even imagined? And I feel like that this is going to be a good thing. I'm not going to go into details about it because it's really personal. But there is something going on with this trip already that I'm super excited about. Where is it going to go? I don't know. But I want to watch it unfold. And it might not go anywhere. But it might. So I'm going to give it that opportunity. You know, that's what we got to do in life. We have to give opportunities to Spirit. Spirit gives us opportunities, but are we accepting them? Are we open to them? You know, these people approached me and said, Michael, we would like to bring you down here and to visit us and set up an event for you and all this stuff. And I'll be honest, I didn't think it was going to happen, but I'm glad it did, and I'm glad it is. I'm super excited about what Spirit's doing. Because I needed to bring out of my boxes. I need to get out of these. And so do you. Let's step in to our future. Let's not run away from it. How many times, let's ask ourselves this question. How many times has opportunities in love or work or whatever have come into your path and you ran away from them because it was new and it was too scary for you? I'm not trying to make you feel bad about yourself. I don't want you to feel bad about yourself. But I want you to answer that question. Because that's what I did a couple of days ago. You know, I thought, man, you know, this is not a bad thing. This is going to be an awesome thing. And I've seen it and known it from day one. My brain, yes, my brain has come up with all kinds of craziness. But my spirit knows that this is going to be awesome. Which one am I going to listen to? Which one am I going to trust? I'm going to trust the one that has never failed me. Which one is that? That is the Spirit within me. And that's what you have to do in every situation in your life. You have to trust the Spirit within you. All right, let's talk to 111. I appreciate you calling in today. Could you say your name for me, please?
Hi, yes. My name is Andrea.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Hi, whatever the spirits want to let me know.
Okay, all right. All right, let's go ahead and pull some cards for you. How about that? We're going to go to the Gaia deck here. All right, let's see. I'm going to shuffle this deck. So how are things in Indiana today?
It's hot out there.
Uh-oh, okay. Well, you stay inside then, I guess.
that's what I'm going to do.
stay where it's cool. Hey, that's how I am at times. It looks like we might be getting a storm. I'm in Kansas, and it looks like it's going to cloud up here. But sometimes that just makes it more sticky. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing sometimes.
Yeah, right, a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah, so we got to look at, I don't know. It's all in the way we look at stuff. Let me go ahead and pull some cards for you really quick. The Moonlight Goddess card come in here. On the bottom of the card, it says repress emotions, healing, and reflection. And I feel like right now with a lot of people, I feel like that a lot of stuff emotionally is coming up right now. Would you agree that? I just feel like you're in an emotional place right now. Oh, yeah. And some of this you don't know where it's coming from. Is that true? It's just like, I can just feel like that all of a sudden you're just crying and you're not even sure what's causing this. Yeah. So you just lost somebody? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, my grandmother just passed, and we crossed like you say, the tears, they're just falling, yes.
Yeah, and I totally understand that, and I can sense that you were really close to your grandmother. Your grandmother's coming in here and telling me to tell you that she loves you and she sees the tears and she understands your sadness, but she wants you also to know that she's not in pain anymore and that she is okay and that she's happy and she wants you to get to that place. But it's okay to miss her in the physical form, but she's telling me that she's with you. That I needed to pass that on to you. And I understand. You were really close to your grandmother. I was really close to my grandma, and when my grandma passed, it just felt like my whole world fell apart. And that's what's going on right now with you. But I will tell you that does pass, and you will get through it. I've been there. Experience those emotions. When they're coming up, whatever those emotions are, experience them and just let them come up and then just release them. But she's right there with you. Did she knit? Why would I see a lot of knitting? Was this her or somebody else? I keep seeing knitting.
No, she didn't. She sewed. Yeah, sewed.
Okay, sewed. Okay. Because maybe that's what, because I just saw like a needle and a thread or something, and maybe I misinterpret that as knitting. That's me sometimes. But she's around you, just letting you know that peace is coming into your life. A lot of healing. I got a lot of healing cards for you. So right now, just let spirit heal this emotional thing that's going on with you. We know that life goes on, and we know that our loved ones go on in the spirit, but it's not the same as holding them and in the physical form. That's what we miss.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's around you definitely. She's telling me that she's been hiding something from you. Is things missing?
I don't know.
Okay, I would pay attention. There's something that she's hid from you. And now, hold on. This could be. Hold on. Let me see what this is, because she keeps saying that there's something hidden. Let me see if this is something that you need to discover. Let's see. Because a lot of times, older people, they didn't really trust banks. They didn't. People just don't trust things, and sometimes they hide stuff. Now, is her property still around where she lived? Okay. All right. Do you have access to that property? Do you live there or can you get?
Yeah, my grandfather is there. Yeah.
Oh, your grandfather's still there? Okay. I feel like that there is a box of money. This looks like it's up in the attic or up in a higher place. Looks like something high. So I would look around. It looks like it's in a cigar box or something like that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Hopefully that helps you, and I appreciate you calling in.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye. Yeah, I don't know. I keep seeing like a... The best way I could describe it is I... Let me see if I can zoom in on this. Because I don't think it's really a cigar box. I'm going to ask my spirit guide to help me zoom in on this a little better. Let's see if we can see what this box looks like. Because I'm not thinking it's a cigar box. Let me see if I can see this for you a little clearer. Okay. It's about the size of a cigar box. You know, those old-time cigar boxes. Okay. All right. It's, that's why I thought it was a cigar box. It's like, you've probably seen them, for like babies sometimes, they have bubble gum, cigars. That's what this is. It's pink. It has pink cigars on the top of it. If you find that, please let me know. Because that's awesome. That's awesome detail. So if that's true, please let me know about that, okay? 917, you're on the air. Could you say your name for me, please?
Hello.
Okay, we dropped you for some reason, but we do appreciate your call. Don't know exactly what happened there. So if you would like to be a part of the program, 347-327-9316, I do appreciate you calling in. So it is 347-327-9316. If we don't get some calls, we'll probably be wrapping things up here in a little bit. So right now I have no calls on my switchboard, so if you would like to be a part of the program, it is 347-327-9316. All right. Let's see. Since somebody called in, I see. So we'll get somebody. It would be nice to hear from some people in Colorado. I am planning on coming to Colorado. Let's talk about that. I am going to be going down to Colorado. You can find that information over on my website, www.insightswithmichael.com. It would be nice to hear from you. So let's go ahead and talk to Randy really quick here. Hi, Randy. Appreciate you calling in today.
Hi. I was curious if you see my career or getting a job or my business picking up.
Okay. So you're starting a business? Is this starting or it's
just
already?
Like, sort of. I mean, this is like a new thing.
Okay, yeah.
It's on the same line of life coaching what I've been doing, but this is like a newer venture.
Yeah.
It's a different area.
Right. It's sort of stretching you. It's taking you in an area that you're sort of not familiar with. Does that make sense to you? Because I feel like that it's really stretching your boundaries a little bit. And that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. I would definitely go with that. And I feel like that you're going to see that changing into – something that's actually bringing money into you. I think this is a problem. You love doing this, but you know it's not meeting the bills right now. You know it's not meeting the requirements that you have in your everyday life, and so that's where you're going. Okay, Spirit, why did you call me to do this? And this is where I struggle too. So I understand this. You know, it's like okay, you know, if you called me to do this, why isn't it being profitable? But I do see it being profitable. I do feel like that there will be a change in this as you go towards the end of the year. I feel like in the fall, you're going to see some improvement on this. I do feel like that you do need to supplement your income right now. And I do feel like that there is something about to present itself here next month that will help supplement this income until this takes off. But I definitely, yeah. And so I do feel some supplement here. Okay.
Is it supplement in social work?
Excuse me?
Is it supplement in social work?
I feel like it has something to do with helping other people, yes, because I see you talking to other people.
Okay,
so,
good.
Yeah, so I do feel like it's something like that, yeah. Because you got a big heart for people. You love people. And,
I do.
And you love to watch them grow. And that's why you're into this life coaching thing. This is what brought you here. This is your purpose. This is what you were placed on the planet for. And so if that's the case, then Spirit's going to help you with it. Why wouldn't they? And so, but I see it really going off next year. But you know, where you're not going to have to supplement, next year it looks like you're going to be really busy. And,
that would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great. That's good news.
Yeah. And the other thing you need like a website or something. You need to get your name out there and things like that. And if you need any help promoting yourself or anything like that, just contact me, and you know we'll help you in any way we can. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. You have a great day. Okay.
You. Thank you. Bye bye.
Yeah. 347-327-9316 is the call in number to this program. 347-327-9316 is the call in number to this program. All right. I think we're just going to wrap up here. But while we do so I'm going to go ahead and close my phone lines at this time, Rose. We're done for the day. The phone lines are closed. So if anybody calls in, you might let them know that. But we are closed for today. You know, I just want to talk for a little bit. And I want to talk about you. At least I'm not talking about you behind your back. I just want to talk about you for a minute. Is that okay? Let's talk about you. You know, a lot of times, you know, we're afraid of people talking about us, but I wanna say this to you. First of all, I wanna say that I appreciate you. I know that there are a dozen billion shows that you could be listening to right now, besides this one. I know that that's the case. You choose this one. And I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you. It is amazing what you guys have done for this program. The listener base of this program is amazing to me. You guys are loyal to me. You're loyal to this program. And from the bottom of my heart, man, I'm going to tear up here. From the bottom of my heart, I want to say thanks. I want to say thank you for your prayers during what is a very difficult time for me, dealing with my mom and you know, seeing her going into an assisted living situation. And, you know, it's change. And it's hard. I will admit that it's hard. So I appreciate your prayers, not just for me, but for my mom, for my dad, for our family. I want to say thank you for that. I want to also thank you for just being there. Because it helps me. It helps me know that you're there. It's, you know, even listening. A lot of you never call this program, but I know you're listening. I can feel you. I know you're there. And that helps me. It just helps to know that there's somebody there. And I thank the Spirit within you for all the things that are going on in your life right now, because you are growing. A lot of you I've known for years now. And I've seen such amazing growth in you. Holly is one of them. Rose is another one, and Anne, and I could go on and on and on, and Susie B, and just people. I've seen so much change, like in Woody, and just people in general. You know, I might be a little prejudiced, but I believe that, You know, we have some of the best listeners and some of the best callers. I couldn't ask for any better, I don't think. I've had some really awesome guests here, and we have some awesome guests coming up, and I am so blessed. You know, I think that, you know, it's time for us to count the blessings in our lives. And you're one of them for me. And you're saying, Michael, that there's somebody out there right now that said, man, that sounds good, but I don't believe it. Well, that's your choice, but it's the truth. You guys are a blessing. You know, I had an email the other day come from somebody, and you know, and it's amazing in timing of spirit. Have you ever just sit back and really watch how spirit works? The timing of spirit is off the hook. And I was having, you know, one of those days that we all have. You know, I'm human. We all have bad days. I'm not super guy. I'm not Superman or Batman or Spider-Man or any of those. I'm just me. And sometimes, just like you, I hurt, I cry. And I was just having one of those days, and I feel all alone for a minute. We all have those. And I was sitting at my computer, and I have a messenger, and it pops up when I get email. And it was from somebody that normally doesn't write me, and it's a listener, but they don't usually write me a lot. And it popped up, and it was just three simple words. But at that time, they were three simple words. That meant the world to me. Anybody guess what the three simple words were? All it was, I love you. That's all. But we can think that was all. But in those words, I love you, was so much more. And that's what we have to realize. In those three simple words of I love you, to somebody, that can mean everything. I love you. And I could feel the love. That's what was amazing about it. I could feel it. You can feel it. When somebody's just saying, I love you, and there's no feeling behind it, it falls empty. But when there's something behind it, it can move mountains. It can change everything in an instant. When you know that person really loves you and is there for you. I love you. Three simple words. But do we use it enough? And are we using it in the right way? Do you know that what is going to change our planet into what we all want it to be? Do you know what's going to do that? It's love. The amazing thing is when we really understand what Spirit's doing on our planet, we're going to see an amazing thing taking place. Love wins. And that's what the way it's supposed to be. And that is the plan of all time, is for us to have a planet full of love. That has been the plan from day one. And that is where we're aiming, and that is where we're dreaming, and that is where we're shooting, and that's what we're reaching for. Or at least that's what I hope we're reaching for. I'll never forget the day that I began to love Mike. Me. It was that light bulb moment for me. Because there was a time that I didn't really like me. I didn't even love me. I didn't even. But I'll never forget the day when I woke up and I was like, whoa, who are you? And I was talking about me. I remember I went into the restroom and I was shaving, and you know, it was a typical everyday chore that I did. And I didn't think anything about it because it was every day, and I didn't really like looking in the mirror. I didn't like seeing myself. I didn't like me. Please understand, I didn't like me. I didn't like my reflection. I thought that there was everything wrong with me and there was no way it's ever going to get any better with me. And I was shaving, and all of a sudden it dawned on me. I looked in the mirror and I was like, who are you? Because something had changed. I can't express what that was for sure. Maybe it was my perception, which is probably true. But I looked in that mirror and I was like, man, you're an awesome looking guy. And that awesome looking guy was me. And so I spent some time getting to know me over a period of time and years. Relationships don't just instantly happen, guys, and it doesn't happen with us. Loving us. It's a process. It's a journey. It's getting to know you, hanging out with you, finding out what you like and what you don't like. Do you know that there are some people listening to my voice right now? You think you like certain things just because your friends like certain things, or your husband likes certain things, but you don't really like that. There was a time I thought when I was a kid, I thought I hated broccoli. I thought I hated it. I thought, man, I hate broccoli. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. And I remember one time, and I thought that all the way up until my 20s. I was about 25, and I was invited to a dinner. I had never tried broccoli. Did you just hear what I said? I hated broccoli, but I never tried broccoli. Are you listening to what Spirit wants to say to you? My mind had convinced me that I hated broccoli. I didn't like the way it looked. I didn't like the way it tasted, but I never tried it. Let's go to when I'm 25. I'm invited to a minister's house, and I was always taught by the person that helped raise me, which was my grandmother, that you always tried stuff. You never didn't try it. Because it was rude. If somebody put something in front of you, you better try it. You better try to eat it. That's my grandma. She's awesome. So I was sitting there and they said, would you like to have some broccoli? And I was like, yeah, I'll try it. Long story short, I had seconds. I had thirds. I love broccoli. I love broccoli. I was like, man, this is broccoli? Are you following? And it goes back to what I said earlier. If we don't try new things, if we just think we hate new things, we probably never tried it. You know, of course I'm not going to go skydiving. You know, that's just not me. You know, I wouldn't rule it out. You know, if somebody invited me, I'd probably try it. I'd probably be really scared, but, you know. But you know what? We got to try things in life. We never know what we're capable of doing if we don't try. And do research. Do you know that this trip, I've done a lot of research? Because it makes me feel better. I know pretty much about the town where I'm going to be staying with these friends of mine. I also know the town pretty much of where I'm going to be having my event. I know where a lot of the stores are already. I know this and that. I know that there's some pretty good food there. I've learned about this place. I did research to make me feel more comfortable. Last night, I'm going to be in an airport that I've never been in before. So I looked at the airport. I looked at where the terminals are. I looked at the little shops that are in the terminal area. I looked at the food that's available, more the food than the shops. I like to eat. And so I found, just for information, I found like a Dunkin' Donuts there. Yeah, I can't wait to get to the airport. Love Dunkin' Donuts. So what I'm saying is you got to find out what excites you. I don't know. I just love Dunkin' Donuts. All right. You follow what I'm saying, guys? We got to learn about stuff. Because if we don't learn about stuff, we will never experience anything new. So we got to try to you know, experience stuff. So be open to whatever spirit's calling you to do, whatever spirit wants you, and you know, it's like a lot of times when we have a move in our lives, a lot of calls today were about relocating, about change. And that can be iffy and it can be a little nerve-wracking, yes. But it can also be so rewarding. It can be so exciting. It's all in our perception about things, all right? We're going to go ahead and end. Spirit just nudged me to say goodbye to you all. So we will not be on air the rest of the week. Please listen to archive shows. If you would like to set up a reading with me, like I said, I am available today. I'm also available tomorrow for readings. After that, I'm not available this week. So if you need a reading from me, set it up now. My prices are pretty reasonable. You can find that information at www.insightswithmichael.com. If you'd like to make a donation, we mentioned this the other day, and a couple of people said they were going to make a donation. If you did make a donation, I didn't get it. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe it got lost or something. You might want to look at that. But if you'd like to make a donation, it is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. For me, if you just want to gift me or if you want to help support the show, just mark that donation. Like if you want to give a donation to the program to help us move forward, that's great. If you just want to say, hey, Michael, I love you and here's a little bit of a present, that's great too. Just mark them accordingly so I know what it's designated for, okay? I would appreciate that. So it's www.spiritualtalkradio.net is the official website of the show. And then www.insightswithmichael.com is my personal website. And so check it out. Book a reading. I would love to do a reading for you. All right. Let's see. What else do I need to tell you? How to get hold of me, especially this week. The best way to get hold of me this week would be using this email address. You are awakening @gmail.com. It is the official email for this program and for my business is youareawakening@gmail.com. That would be the best email this week to use to get hold of me. Okay? All right. You guys have a great day. Have a great week. I'll be praying for you. I'll be thinking about you. You'll be on my mind. Please pray for me. Please pray for my family. We are going through some really interesting times in life, and we all go through them. You know, I don't like to say challenging times because that just sets something in motion that I don't like. I think that we face interesting times, and I think that we growing times and learning times and things like that. And I think it's all in our perception of how we say things. So have a great week, guys. And if you bump into me in Colorado, say hi. And I would love to see you. And so thank you for calling in today. All those that got in today, I would appreciate you calling in. And so thanks. And I love you. You be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. You have been listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and we'll be back on air. We will be back on air. Good question. We will be back on air Wednesday, actually. Let's go to www. Spiritual Talk Radio for a minute. www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Go over there with me. All right, you hear me typing? All right. Let's find out when I'm back. www.spiritualtalkradio.net. You guys like the little guy up there with the headset? I don't know if that does that look like me? I don't know. All right. So let's go to where it says upcoming program. Click on that. And, upcoming guest popped up. All right. Reverend Lois Cheney. Looks like she's going to be with us on the 24th at 1 p.m., so I guess I'm going to be back on air on the 24th. If not sooner, but right now, I would go with that date, July 24th, 1 p.m. Join us then, and so we'll go with that. All right. You guys have a great one. Also, right over here at www. If you click where it says donations, let's see what happens. Oh, little red button pops up. You hit that little red button that says donate now, you can make a donation. Pretty awesome. I need to go to my website more often. Oh, pretty cool. Well, let's look at past guests. Let's see what's going over there while we're over here. I've had some really cool guests. Right up at the top there, Shawn Michael. He's like the third one right there on that first page. He's coming back, actually. He'll be with us on the 29th. And then right underneath him is Michael Mapes. Michael will be back with us. What day is Michael back with us? The 31st. Michael Mapes has changed a lot. There's a Spirit's taken him a whole different direction. Awesome guy. He'll be back with us. I'm talking to several past guests already. Michael Gorley's on that page. They're just, if you just go through those, the past guests, I mean, awesome guy, awesome women. There's been some really awesome guests here. And, you know, I'm looking at their pictures. These are just amazing talents, guys. I'm looking at John Tursky, you know, Nicole Stevens, Lisa Miller. I could go on and on and on and on and on. Just some really cool people. And so listen to their shows that they've been on. And, you know, if you want one of these guests back, let me know. You know, say, hey, you know, I really like that person and resonated with me. I like to see them again or hear them again. Let me know. All right, we're done. You guys have a great day. Let's put on a song and let's say goodbye. All right, see you guys man, I'm gonna miss you. Almost like, almost, yeah. It's gonna be weird to be off so long. Pray for me. This is another challenge for me to be off air for a while. So I just realized I'm gonna be off air for a while. July 24th, we will return there. So we'll see you on the 24th. Love you guys. Have a great week. See you guys. Bye-bye. I'll miss you.
Oh, mm-hmm.